The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The outgoing Garda Commissioner Drew Harris faced a lot of scrutiny over resignations and very low recruitment targets. He's also been heavily criticised by the Garda Representative Association over the course of his 7-year term. With Deputy Commissioner Justin Kelly announced today as his successor, what are the main challenges that he faces? Well, joining me now to discuss is crime journalist Paul Williams. Paul, thanks for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about Justin. What is his background?
Hi, Mandy. Well, Justin Kelly is an Irishman. He's born in Dublin. He joined the Guards in 1992 and he has worked his way up through on Garda Síochána at every rank and every level, working in every area of crime investigation, from counter-terrorism to domestic abuse and protective services, to organised crime on an international level and a national level. He is a vast CV to his name, and certainly very much deserving of the job. He also has and represents a sort of an excellent and ideal balance between academic experience and operational policing experience, which again, in an international policing environment, is very, very important. So he ticks all the boxes. And I would say as well, Mandy, that he has, I think he has saved the government considerable embarrassment, because up until a few months ago, due to an anomaly in the pension scheme for senior public servants, and particularly adversely affects senior Gardaí of Justin Kelly's ranks and other assistant commissioners, it looked like for a while that none of them were going to go forward for the job. And the only one who did was Justin Kelly. Now, that would have been hugely embarrassing, that the government would then have been forced. There were 14 candidates. He was the only senior Garda, a career Garda in that lot. And the government were faced with the prospect, the hugely embarrassing internationally embarrassing prospect of having to recruit a foreign police officer to run our police force again. So there'll be a lot of relief both within on Garda Síochána and in government circle today at his appointment.
Yeah, they did obviously open up the recruitment to outside the force, but he is, as you have highlighted there, somebody who spent 30 years in an Garda Síochána. How important will the appointment of someone from the inside of the force be to the rank and file members?
Well, you know, I rang the piece for the Irish Independent today, and I'm saying that, you know, this averted an unprecedented crisis. There's a lot of crisis of morale and all of that going on in the Guards, because what, particularly on the Fine Gael, and successive ministers have done since, particularly since the mid-teens, from 2015 and 16, is that they illustrate or showed the people in an Garda Síochána, the rank and file all the way up, the people who we call career Gardaí, that they had no confidence in them when they brought in so many members of the PSNI, and particularly a former PSNI and RUC man, to run the Guards. But not only that, they extended Drew Harris by 2 to 3 years, but then they offered him, if Helen McEntee had had her way, she would still have him in the job. So, and you mentioned in your intro there, like, in the history of an Garda Síochána, it is absolutely unprecedented that the rank and file, that 99% of the rank and file would express their disillusionment on such a level as to vote no confidence in their own boss. That has never been seen or heard of since. Now, also, one of the issues that was not his fault is this issue in relation to pensions. Now, that issue still hasn't been dealt with. Now, as it currently stands, and I was talking to somebody very close to this today, as it currently stands, if the pensions anomaly is not resolved, now, Jim O'Callaghan has said he is determined to do it, and I've every belief that he will, because if Justin Kelly, if that's not resolved, Justin Kelly potentially face a tax bill when he retires of over €1 million as it currently stands in 5 years' time. As it currently stands, the rest of the assistant commissioners, who are all career Gardaí, are incurring an extra €5,000 of a tax bill every month that they continue to serve. So the reason they didn't go for these jobs, to make the pot and the applicants more interesting, was because they said they simply could not afford it. Now, that's the next big challenge for Jim O'Callaghan, and, well, the Minister for Finance has to resolve it. And Jim O'Callaghan seems to be very, very confident that it will be resolved.
Well, Justin Kelly has taken up the position now, and whether they resolve it or not, he's in it. What has he inherited? Like, what are the other issues beyond morale that he is facing that he has to deal with now? Because you get the sense that there's still massive management issues. You mentioned the recruitment issue yourself. Mm-hmm. What else is facing him?
It's the Bill Bridges right across the organisation, and restore confidence. Like, that is the single biggest problem facing any police force. When you saw en masse a huge number of Gardaí taking abuse and beatings on the street during the famous riots in November of 2 years ago, because of the level of disciplinary overreach, that they were prepared to take a beating from gougers on the street rather than draw their batons and fight back, which the people expect them to do, because they had no confidence in their own management to have their backs. That is one of the biggest bridges he will have to build to restore that internal confidence as an organisation and restore the morale. Mm. But also, the problem with organised crime, international terrorism, is that it has completely transformed. Literally, it is changing by the day. It has moved. There's a huge problem with cybercrime, and there are so many demands being created by the very complex modern society that we're living in, that the police force, like all police forces, is a fire, like a fire brigade, a fire moving from one fire to another. But in fact, this is a bit like those raging wildfires you see on the TV, those terrifying wildfires, because there are just so many new crises within society being created by modernity and by developments in our communities and our societies that are placing greater demands on the police all the time. So, and also then, of course, recruitment. If the police force does not appear to the public to be an attractive vocation like it was before, then that there would not be enough police to police the place.
Yeah, it comes down to numbers. At the end of the day, the government have to deliver on the promises and commitments they made in the programme for government. Paul, before we let go, I just want to get a sense of what the organisations are saying. Have AGSI or the GRA said anything about this appointment today?
Well, they're saying to anybody I've been talking to, they all welcome this. Because as I said at the beginning, if this job was given to an outsider again, then that will be the end of it. As several senior police officers told me in the past few months, that there would be, as they say, a mass exodus from the organisation at every level. And that trickles down and affects everything. Like, we have, under Drew Harris, we have seen an unprecedented dramatic increase in the number of experienced officers resigning early from their jobs, which was unheard of before. We have also seen the job becoming publicly so unattractive that there has been an unprecedented drop in the number of people applying for an Garda Síochána Conor. Mm. These are issues that will have to be addressed. If they're not addressed, then we won't have enough police to police the streets. At the moment, there aren't enough police to police the streets. The public, the ordinary punter in the street, is the person who's going to suffer most as a result of all of this. So Justin Kelly is going to earn every quid or every euro off that 300,000 salary that he's going to get.
It certainly is. But he'll be managing, at the end of the day, 18,000 people. And I accept that he has a tremendous record in crime and managing crime and policing. But what do you think his main challenge will be when he's dealing with those recruitment issues, when he's dealing with the morale, the management?
I think one of the things that will have to change is this very indiscriminate, light touch discipline that the regime that was introduced by Drew Harris. Particularly, it does nothing to encourage people to join a Garda Síochána when you see a Garda who did a decent thing and loaned somebody a bicycle during the COVID-19 pandemic, a man to cycle around his neighbourhood. I just loan him a bike that was in the custody of the Gardaí, and that he is suspended and his life is turned upside down for up to 4 years.
Mm. And do you know the man? Do you, Paul, know Justin Kelly? Do you think he's likely to bring that kind of harder focus to the police force?
It's basically MMB. It's down to, like, policing is about common sense. And I do believe that he will have common sense. And one of the things that tells me that is that I've been writing a bit Drew Harris's regime for a number of years now. But the time that the guards, the rank and file, almost 100% voted no confidence in Harris, that was as a result of a row over rosters. Now, I do know for a fact, and I talked to a number of assistant commissioners at the time, they were at a meeting with Drew Harris and said to him, you're doing this the wrong way. If you do it this way, you will avoid a confrontation and everybody, you know, basically compromise and common sense. Drew Harris didn't listen to anybody. The big test, Mandy, for this commissioner, and only time will tell if he's the right pair of hands, is if those issues can be reversed. If morale can be ostensibly seen to be restored, if recruitment goes up, if people stop leaving the organisation in the numbers they're currently leaving at. All of that will form the acid test for this new commissioner. But I believe because he's a career guard, because he's grown up in the culture, Irish culture and Irish policing culture, I believe that he would have basic common sense and he will understand how to deal with issues. However, you know, you look at the news today, you know, you see a cop getting, the next cop getting 7 years for impersonating a female colleague and inciting people to rape her. There are problems, you know, there are going to be problems and there's wrong ones in every organisation and they need to be policed and rooted out and with this guy put behind bars.
Yeah, well, no doubt a difficult challenge lies ahead for him. You mentioned compromise and common sense, Paul, two words that could be readily ascribed to yourself. Paul, thanks very much for being with us today. That's Prime Journalist Paul Williams.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.